This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Pope Francis is wrapping up his visit to the U.S. Today, he addressed the United Nations in New York and had a lot of things to say about the global economy, how things work and how things should work. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson was at the U.N. for the speech and joins us now. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Adrienne.
So what kind of economic system does the Pope envision?
So one of the first things he mentioned was wanting all countries to have a more equal role in the financial agencies and groups that deal with economic crises. He said that would help limit abuses and make sure countries aren't subject to oppressive lending systems, systems that he says don't promote growth or progress, but which create greater poverty. And interestingly, he actually used the word usury here, which is a sin in the Catholic Church. And then he moved on to talk about rights to lodging, to labor, to land, nice alliteration there. And he again focused on the environment. We've reported about that focus on climate change a lot this week. Today, he framed those environmental issues in the context of, quote, a selfish and boundless thirst for power and material prosperity. And he also talked about a culture of waste.
So we hear him talk about the environment, consumption, poverty, inequality, and it can sound like a pretty scathing critique of capitalism and even the U.S. economy. Do you read it that way?
I do think it's fair to say that what he's calling for is a pretty substantial overhaul to our global economic system. But I also think that a lot of his popularity is due to the fact that he's trying to tackle these really tough economic issues. Obviously, as the leader of 1.2 billion Catholics, he has a pretty powerful platform, but he also has the attention of non-Catholics as well, in a way that maybe past popes haven't. As evidence of that, I have this piece of tape that I am dying to play for you here. This is Dalila Ben-Mahidi. She's a worker at the UN, and she entered a lottery to be able to see the Pope as he passed through the halls.
I was praying to Allah to get a ticket to go see the Pope. I was actually praying in a Muslim way to Allah to say, please give me a ticket to see the Pope.
I think that perfectly sums up his appeal. It's not just Catholics who are interested in what he has to say.
So a lot of what he's talking about is a long way from sort of where we are living today, sort of our economic reality. What's actually in his power to change?
Right. I think the Pope Francis, he often gets really specific when he's advocating for certain ideas or policies. So, for example, he came out in favor of this UN resolution to create a formal bankruptcy system for countries. And he, again, talked about those sovereign debt issues today. But you're right. A lot of the things he does advocate for are these much bigger ideas, harder to realize. Like, for example, a shift to a less consumption-driven form of capitalism. Could he actually make that happen? Probably not in its entirety, but might he inspire some shift in consumption habits? It's possible.
And we're talking about it, right?
And we're talking about it, exactly.
Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, thanks.
Thanks, Adrienne.